This is Thursday, and we're very, very proud of the Lord because he's so glorious. That's the only kind of pride we should have, is for our wonderful God. We're glad that Brother Freedom is here, and we're thankful that you've joined us, and some of us are here in Micah's living room. Father, I just praise you. Oh, you're so good. There is nothing but light within you, glorious light. Oh, touch us today. Thank you for moving by the power of your Holy Ghost. Thank you for your healing power, your saving power, your delivering power. Oh, you're so good and glorious, and we just thank you for rearranging us in whatever way or whatever manner makes you happy. We want to submit to you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Amen. Micah has some scripture that Brother Freedom has found.
This is James, the first chapter. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted, when he is drawn away of his own lust, and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Father, thank you for your wonderful word, these great promises that you've given us every good and perfect gift. Lord, thank you for the good and perfect gift that you're going to give us by your word tonight, by your anointing, Lord, and by your presence in this place that touches us. Lord, we pray that you'd reach out from here and touch everyone wherever this word goes. Lord, that as they're sitting in front of that computer, that they would feel your mighty presence. And we pray, Lord, for your anointing upon Brother Freedom and on every word that he says by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
I want to say I'm really happy to be here today. The Lord is so wonderful. You know, I served him so many years, but praise be the Lord God. There's great and mighty things happening every day that's so special, so beyond normal. I mean, it's a special place and a special calling to move with the things of God. God puts and enhances with his presence. Oh, Lord wants to touch us in a mighty way. I just had the privilege today of telling my gym teacher and another man about what the Lord had given me. And this week I had lost a lot of blood. It was coming out in my urine tract. I went to the emergency room and they said, well, you're all right. Just go and make an appointment with your doctor. So the next morning, I still was losing a lot of blood. So I got up and I called the medical group that my doctor's in. And they have another medical group in the town that I live. They're in the same company, you might say. So I called and I made an appointment and I said, can I make it right now? And they said, you come on in, just and we'll take you when you come in. So I told them my problem. So they wanted to check out the problem. So I had to wait there a while until they could check it. They said it's fine, nothing than that. And so then she said she'd call my doctor. So that night when I got home, I seen on my recorder, she had called and she told me that she knew it was a real scary thing, that they had specialists and so forth, that they would, if I needed it, you know, she wanted me to know that they'd be able to take care of me. But I just didn't like that sound. Have to go, I'm not saying I wouldn't, but I was praying God that I would not have to go in that route. But I was getting weaker all the time, and I was getting a little discouraged, because, and I could tell that I was dropping, I when I set something down, I forget where it was at. I just, something was wrong. I guess it was losing too much blood. And so I started praying. In that, the Lord started showing me exactly what was wrong with me. And it was not hard to fix, but he could do it immediately if I'd ask him. So I knew then the Lord just says, you got to ask. And that's what I've come up with James, because we ask. Ye ask and you receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it in your lusts. It talks about dullest world, that the friendship of this world is an enmity with God. Whoso there will be a friend of this world is an enemy with God. This book of James is worth so, has so much vital information there. It's probably where I am today, because I used to saturate reading this wonderful book. But going back to my testimony, when I said, Lord, I just believe in the wonderful name of Jesus, Father God, I just pray, oh Lord, heal my blood this night. Let it stop. Stop that blood from flowing. Immediately, I felt a peace. I felt that power of God, the Shekinah glory coming down. And I thought I felt the presence of God. And pretty soon, I was not weak. And pretty soon, I went and checked. All blood was stopped. All blood was stopped. The Lord told me, he said, I want you to go and get a lot of water and drink it, though, because you need to flush that, what the blood's left in that channeling, get it clean. Because you got trouble right there if you don't get it clean. If you wait all night, it's going to be, could be bad. So I did. The Lord says, that should do. So I just started seeing how wonderful God is. You know, just that asking. He can supernaturally help you promote a problem that is a great problem to where it's nothing. He can bring it to the place of, it's not a problem no more. See, everything we have has a price tag on it. Some of our problems, we put a price tag on them because of we're unbelief. We're just full of these unbelief on it. So what loses our, we can't afford the luxury of having the faith through Jesus Christ, because we're so moved by our things that control us. God wants us to have his mind totally on him. Now here I thought my mind was on him, but the Lord wanted me to ask his special. Father, I'm sorry, but I was always easy for me to pray for someone else. It was easy for someone else. For myself, it was a little hard. I didn't think that I was actually worthy. And there may be somebody out there just like that tonight, where you can't pray for yourself. I remember a woman in church long years ago. The same thing happened, but she was bedfast. And her husband asked if I'd come to her bedside and see her, because she wanted me to pray for her. So I did, and I was full of the Holy Ghost, and I knew what the problem was when I got there. She couldn't pray for herself. And I told her, I said, if you'll just pray for yourself, God will heal you this night. You got great power in yourself, but you've always prayed for someone else. God wants you to pray for yourself. And it wasn't the next morning she was out of bed. So we need to learn to pray for ourselves throughout the whole world, wherever you are. God wants you to pray for yourself, because you can't pray for someone else if you're hurting yourself. You got to have all your faculties, all your members working correctly to pray. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And a lot of times our prayers don't get up this high. And there's a lot of people out there, there's a bunch of numbskulls. And when there's numbskulls, they got problems. They have troubles. The Lord told me today exactly what I heard a numbskull years ago. But a numbskull is someone that gets numb from the things of God. His skull has no more understanding about spiritual. He's numb. His skull is numb. And I'm here tonight to encourage every one of you out there, wherever you are, you must take courage this night. Seek the Lord. Call upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his way. Unrighteous man is thought. And let him return to our God. To our God will he abundantly pardon. He'll forgive you. He'll save you. He'll move upon you in a mighty way. He'll bring corrections. He'll bring healing. And out there tonight, I feel there's someone out there, you got cancer. In the name of Jesus, I pray right now that cancer stop. I pray for the power of God to come over that cancer in Jesus' name. Oh, I pray for that one that has headaches. I used to have headaches myself. It's been about 30 years ago, and I was working on a 977 loader, and I was working on this machine, and I was just about ready to finish the job, and the sun was hitting me in the head, and I was getting so hot, and I started having a headache. That wasn't enough of it. I unplugged my air hose off of the back of my truck, and it was up to about 150 pounds, and had a big hose on. When I unplugged it, that end of that hose hit me, and it brought blood. And I said it real fast. I says, I rebuke you, Satan, and this headache in the name of Jesus. And immediately, I've never had one since. See, God wants us to grow up. But we grow up by reading this wonderful word. We saturate ourselves with God's promises. The Spirit of God is a workshop for us. Oh, praise God. Glory to God. This is the riches of heaven. It says, every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father of all, is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Every good and perfect gift comes from God. God is not the giver of bad gifts. He is the giver of perfect gifts. He wants to heal you. He wants to stretch you. He wants to mend you. He wants to make you over in the image of my Father. God wants us, verily, verily, that he believeth on me, the works that I do. This Jesus saying this, shall he do also, and greater works shall he do, because I go on the Father. And if you ask anything in my name, that will I do, that the Father might be glorified in the Son. Glory to God. God wants you to shine. God wants you to be alive. Not no numbskull, dead skull. Well, God wants to have life. He wants to have promises to the Spirit of God. And the anointing breaks forth the yoke. But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. And you need not that any man teaches you. But that same anointing teaches you his truth and is no lie. And he has taught you, ye shall abide in him. Very plain. That's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It don't come without abiding first in the Holy Ghost. If you abide in me, my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will and it shall be done. He says, call unto me and I will answer thee. And I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. What's wrong with the church today? They've got it so distant from the Holy Ghost, they don't want anything. It's all done through self. I guarantee you, all self does is bring a bunch of numbskulls. You're numb from the things of God. You're not sensitive to God. You're not sensitive to the one that loves you, the one that can help you. You're not sensitive. You're sensitive to the things of the world. And God says he has no friendship with the things of the world. It says, come out from among it, be ye separate. He said that for a reason. He wants us to come out and be separate. And touch not the unclean thing. Yes, we can choose to do what we want to do. God made us very choose every day. We can be full of the Holy Ghost, and we can choose not to do right too. Hopefully we'll be listening to what the Spirit leads us. God's Spirit leads us. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. But a lot of times we don't want to lay down. We want to go out and fret a lot. We got to do our, we're getting left puffed up. We get a distance from God and we cry and the Lord says, I can't hear you no longer. You don't come my way. God can hear you, but he just isn't going to answer because God wants us to yield ourselves to him. That yielding is something that many men, many women I think also, but they don't want to yield to the higher power. They can yield to men. They'll go to all kinds. Oh, Dr. Rubbard, we'll go to that. But we won't go to God. He says he wants our first love. What we give him is the remaining part. Well, like giving our, I'm just talking about our tithes. I know that's, but we just give him the tailings. And we do the same thing with our spiritual part. We say, Lord, I'll do this. I'll do it. No, he wants to tell you what you do. See, when I started out, I told the Lord I'd quit what I was doing and go to Bible school. The Lord said, no, stay right where you are. So I said, you mean I can stay right? Yes, you can stay right where you are. Just go. I'll teach you myself. I said, you teach me? Yes. I want to do everybody that way, but many don't ask for that. We got to seek ye first and all his kingdom, and then all these things shall be added. There's a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And I tell you, the way numbskulls are so active in the land, it's a bunch of crazy things happening. But God hasn't caused the trouble. We're in the place we've failed to commit ourselves to where the power is. The other night when I said, stop that blood, touch my body, immediately God started coming down. My life was touched supernaturally. It's for a testimony for tonight. We need to have a experience. God wants to move in our hearts in a powerful way. The Holy Ghost is real. He's just as real now as he was 30. I apologize because he's just as powerful now as he was then. Until he leaves, he's powerful. The thing is, I was looking at what other, I was getting to be a numbskull. I was getting to look on what other man and God had to bring me out of that. He says, you've got to keep your eyes totally on me. My eyes have to be on him. He is my leading. He is my high tower. He is mighty. He is gracious. He's holy. He's wonderful. All the qualities that we need to make heaven comes through him. It doesn't come through a church. You know what church is for? It's to get people saved. It takes a person call, a special calling to be a good spiritual one. And God will leave them that place. That's their ministry. But that's actually where it stopped. You can have them there, but they don't. They're going to grow deeper in the Lord. And the power is mine. Put you on the whole armor of God that you might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities, things of world, things of darkness. We try to seek the intellect of our natural man. And the natural man receives not. Can you get that through your, out there or throughout the world? The natural man receives not. I want tonight to you to come into God's presence, that God will anoint you, strengthen you, to get you in a place that you can start hearing what the Word at least speaks to you. Read the Word. God will speak to you in it. Read this book of James. It's only 5 chapters, I think. It'll get you alive. Start broadening out. I read the book of Romans through for 30 days straight. Ephesians at the same time. The book of Ephesians through 30 days. And still I didn't know it. There's so much meaning there. It's gracious. It's Word. We eat it. We don't have to find everything. When it gets inside here, it just comes out. Because God brings it out of you. We don't have to worry about preaching. It just comes out. Exactly right. See, when ourselves, we make us out of, I know how they do it. They make us out and they, man, that sounds real good. That sounds good. Oh yeah, that'll be good. We just gotta have the cross and him crucified. We gotta have, oh yeah, this is it. It's all from the human heart. This tonight is brought from my human heart. God's real. He's forever faithful. I challenge you out there tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ, that you'll seek him, because your whole life depends on where you are with the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one that paid in full that you might be saved eternally and forever and ever. It's up to you to make the commitment and work on that commitment. There's great joy in serving the Lord. There's great power in serving the Lord. This book of James has got so much good words. Well, they all got good words. But James has some things that's very special. Especially for new Christians. For believers, it talks about even the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter is the little fire kindling. We got to have the Holy Spirit in our tongue. It comes out too powerful. It wounds people. It don't know exactly. It takes the Spirit of God, the anointing. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessings and cursings. My brethren, these things ought not to be. When I used to read these things, I said, That's speaking to me. I need to have that power, the unction of God to come down. And yes, the Lord says, yes, that's what you need. My whole church needs it. They won't listen. You abide in me, my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. It says, call unto me, and I, that's the Lord speaking, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things that you do know not.